Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Tiger leads off the fourth inning for the Richmond Royals. Richmond leading 6-2. Here in the fourth, I think we can count ourselves pretty fortunate that the sun, even though it was out for a while today, felt great. It's under some clouds right now. Otherwise, you would have some baked announcers up here. And I don't think baked announcers taste very good, even with barbecue sauce.
No.
Altshire at the plate. The count, 1-2.
Just a little different here today than yesterday. It was warm yesterday.
Altshire rips it to right field. Regan Nelson there to make the catch for the out.
Yeah,
exactly. Yesterday there was a lot more dew point in the air, humidity in the air. Yeah.
A little easier to take today.
So one down and top of the order, Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton 1-2 today off of Boston. And the pitch two. Dalton Thielen is high and outside, 1-1. 1-0 the count. The kick, the pitch. Low for a ball and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch high, 3-0. The count to Dalton Thielen. He's batting here in the fourth, 1 out. That's low ball 4, and so he'll draw a 1-out walk. 4-pitch walk here
by Austin Chambers.
Notepad, Mary. Notepad, it's time. Yeah. Here's Trent Gertken at the plate. The ball gets by the catcher, Nathan Terrace, and rolls to the backstop. Dalton Thielen to second. And 1-0 the count to Trent Gertken. Of course, behind the scenes, Donnie and I have been guessing the attendance all weekend, and I have a 3-0 lead on Don right now.
Saying nothing.
I was only 1 off last night. 1. 219 and I guess 218. That's how on I am right now. Trent Gertken now, 1-1 count. Dalton Thielen out at second. 6-2 Richmond here in the fourth inning. And a pop-up behind home plate. Nathan Terrace looking up, and he grabs it for out number 2. Dalton Thielen actually took off for third on that pitch. Little hit and run. At the plate, Logan Altshire. Here's the pitch from Austin Schoenberg. There's a strike called and 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. No balls, 2 strikes the count to Logan Altshire. Dalton Thielen out at second. Here are 2 outs. And Austin Schoenberg's pitch is high for a ball in 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Schoenberg looks back to second, still looks, and the pitch. Altshire, high chopper to shortstop Jamie Terrace. In on the grass, makes the play, and 6-3 on the putout. That'll end the Royals' fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on base. We have 4 innings in our book, 6-2 Richmond over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August. sitting in the middle seat in an airplane? Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning here in Greenwald. Jamie Terrace leads off the fifth for the Spring Hill Chargers. And at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes, Logan Elchar just missing on that last pitch. The Royals dugout not very happy. There's a strike called in 2-1. 2-1 the count. 6-2, Richmond with the lead. And Terrace takes low for a ball, and now 3-1. Sartell leading Luxembourg after 8.5 innings, 2-1. That's a close game over in Region 11C. Terrace gives it a ride to left center field. The Thielens giving chase, and that one's going to bounce off the fence. Jamie Terrace rolls into second base with a stand-up double. Wow.
Hit that to the deepest part of the park, didn't he?
You did.
Between 337 and 371. Not sure if it goes back a little bit there, but that had to go 340.
So the Chargers have their leadoff man on again. They have had the leadoff man on every inning. Nope, except the first. They did not have the leadoff man on in the first. Wow. Unreal. In the first inning, they scored a run yet, but... So Spring Hill has scored two runs, and here's Eric Schoenberg, ground ball to second. Kyle Buddy up with it, over to first. 4-3 on the putout. Jamie Terrace goes to third. Bring catcher Nathan Terrace to the plate. One out and one on. Nathan Terrace so far today. 1-for-2, been on base both times. Pitch gets away from Cole Schmidt. Here comes Jamie Terrace to score. And sliding in right by Logan Elchar. It's now 6-3. Cole Schmidt's throw was a little wild, and Logan Elchar never had a shot at putting a tag on Jamie Terrace. But Elchar was just about standing on top of the plate, too. And
I don't know what the argument is here about.
So wild pitch. There's one out and a check swing by Nathan Terrace. There's a strike and 1-1.
Not sure what Blaine was arguing about. It's pointing over towards this side here, so I don't know if he thought somebody was in the way or didn't see anybody. Why would there be over here?
Yeah, I don't know either. Where the batter maybe went. I don't know where the batter went. Two balls, one strike. Now 3-1 as Logan Elchar delivers ball three. And Elchar kicks and delivers in a swing and a miss. Strike two. So the count full at 3-2 to Nathan Terrace. Anthony Reberman, the DH on deck. That's low ball four. In the fifth inning, Chargers have scored a run. Now trail 6-3 to Richmond. And Anthony Reberman to the plate with the base runner at first and one out.
Richmond hasn't scored since the second inning. They put up that sixth spot. And like we were saying, you just keep pecking away at here and run here, run there, sooner or later you're going to be caught up to these guys.
Exactly. Reberman swings wildly at that first pitch from Logan Alshire, strike one. 1-0 the count. Alshire's pitch brushes Reberman back. He's saying he got hit in the shirt. Home plate umpire says no. And the count, 1-1. One the count. Slowing away and the count, 2-1. Haven't heard anybody warming up yet in Richmond's bullpen. Blaine Ottman also could throw if needed.
Mm-hmm. DJ Slyker.
2-1, a swing and a miss by Anthony Reberman, now 2-2.
Slyker hasn't thrown yet, has he?
No. 2-2 to Reberman. Harris leads from first. And Reberman swings and misses strike three. Boy, the last two pitches, he was not even close to the strike zone, Alshire, and Reberman just kept chasing him. So 2 outs, and Regan Nelson steps into the batter's box. Regan 0 for 2 so far today. Quick throw by Alshire, and Nathan Terris back safely. The pitch. There's a strike called, and 0-1. Balls, 1-1 the count to Regan Nelson. Terris's lead at first. He goes. Here's Cole Schmitz's throw, and that's up a little bit and doesn't quite get to second base in time. Nathan Terris goes head first with the slide. He's in safely. So another runner in scoring position here. 0-2 the count to Regan Nelson. Run in the fifth inning. Nelson lays off the pitch on the outside corner, and the count at 1-2. 1-2. Nelson will follow this back and out of play. And the count stays 1-2. Nathan Terris's lead at second. And the pitch hitting the pads of Cole Schmitz. Logan Alshire is giving Cole a workout today. And on to third goes Nathan Terris.
Thank goodness for the shin pads, chest protector, face mask.
And Regan Nelson with a count of 2-2. He's at the plate. Alshire's pitch. That bounces up to the plate. And now the count's full at 3-2.
Good block by Cole Schmitz on that one.
Logan Alshire has a limp through each inning. He's had runners on base every inning that he's pitched. And here's a shot by Nelson to right center field. Dalton Thielen gives chase, and that one is gone. A 2-run home run on a 3-2 pitch. All of a sudden, we got a 1-run game.
Wow.
At 6-5 here in the fifth inning. Regan Nelson didn't miss that one. And the Chargers keep battling back. Now 6-5, and Blaine Ottman pops out of the dugout to have a word with his right-hander.
Nathan Terris is probably saying, well, I stole second. I went to third on a bad pitch. Then you hit one out.
Richmond is going to make a pitching change the way it looks. Dusty Adams will come off of first base. They'll put Logan Alshire over at first base. And we've got a pitching change. Looks like the young man, Carter Thielen, coming out of the game right now. And DJ Schleicher, walking out of the Royal dugout, will make his first appearance in this year's Regions. We'll be back in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back at Greenwall Baseball Field, Richmond 6, Spring Hill 5. This game has just got a little closer again. Two-run blast by Regan Nelson has tightened it up. DJ Schleicher on, Don.
DJ Schleicher on the pitch here right now. Dusty Adams, he'll move out to left field right now, and then they'll put Logan Elshire will move over to first. So DJ Schleicher will go in for Carter Thielen's position.
Russ Kaltoff sending me some scores from over in Region 11C. That 2:30 game just went final. Sartell beat Luxembourg 2-1. 2-1 Sartell over Luxembourg. The Cold Spring Rockies on tap next. They'll take on Foley. That game coming up in Sartell. As the first pitch hitting Owen Meyer grounds to second. Up with it is Kyle Buddy. He'll throw to first, and Schleicher throws one pitch, gets one out, and that'll end the inning for the Spring Hill Chargers. But they do some damage, scoring three runs in the inning on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. After four and a half innings, Richmond 6, Spring Hill 5. More baseball in a minute on KFN.
Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman's Den Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546. Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Cole Schmitz leading it off. The count at 2-0. A reminder, we will get the rosary following our game here today on KASM Radio. I will have a Dick Putz show, but the Dick Putz show will come at a time to be determined yet tonight, giving me the opportunity to put some scores and highlights together for you. And I'll let you know approximately when we're going to do the Dick Putz show tonight. It might be closer to 8:15 tonight here on KASM Radio. Schmitz draws a four-pitch walk from Austin Schoenberg, and Gordy Barton has seen enough. He's going to call on his infielders here, and I think they're going to make a pitching change right now.
Gordy popped out pretty quick after that four-pitch walk. He didn't really care to see that happen right after they scored three runs.
No, he's going to keep him in again.
That's all right, but won't leave him in too long.
No. So, Barton back to the dugout. And at the plate, it's Justin Schrader. Justin Schrader so far today for the Richmond Royals is 0 for 2. Bounced into a double play in his last at bat. Austin Schoenberg on the mound. The kick, the pitch. That's inside, and the count now 3-0. So a walk to Schmitz. Seven straight balls. And Schoenberg's pitch inside and low, and 8 straight balls, 2 consecutive walks.
Let's see. Eric will probably be coming here. I don't know if Cheetah's warmed up yet.
Carter Cheetah has been thrown on the sidelines. So there is going to be a pitching change for Spring Hill. And while there's a pitching change, let me talk about our Region 15C sponsors. El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Pete, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Sean and Joe, they do a great job at BNS. Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman Dan of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Lewis Autobody and Glass in Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Scooters Trucking bringing us baseball today, Virgil's Big Arena of Farming, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, where they're serving them up right now at Corky's, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sock Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Albany and Richmond A&W, our post-game show coming up in the after-game segment. We will name our player of the game.
Carter Cheetah is going to take over mound duties here for Spring Hill in the fifth inning. First base, Eric Schoenberg will go from third to first, and Austin Schoenberg will go from the pitcher's mound over to third base.
6-5, Richmond with a one-run lead right now. So Eric Schoenberg over at third base is now at first base.
First base.
And we got Austin at third.
Too many Schoenbergs.
I was watching Jamie Terrace and Cole Schmitz, and Jamie was kind of pointing at Cole Schmitz on his chest and stuff, and then I thought, well, they're brother-in-laws. I think Cole is married to Jamie and Eric and Nathan's sister.
Yes, he is.
So I'm sure there was something about, yeah, you need to help me cut my lawn once in a while and stuff like that. Maybe not. Like,
here comes babysit, baby?
Maybe babysit, yeah. Nathan Primus coming up to the plate for the Richmond Royals. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And the first pitch from Carter Cheetah. Is a strike called 0-1. We saw Carter briefly yesterday. He came in a relief role. It was a short stint, and then they brought Klopak in from
Meyer Grove.
0-1 to count. To Primus. Pitches a little bit high, and one ball, one strike. Eric Schoenberg was creeping in over at first base. He wasn't sure if he was going to bunt or not. Carter Cheetah ready. He'll work from the stretch. He really hunches down, and the pitch low for a ball and 2-1. Carter Cheetah's a tall kid. He's about 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, he is. Got to throw strikes here, guys. That's keep these guys in the game. A couple of walks.
There's the pitch to Primus, and that's outside in the count 3-1. We're in the fifth inning. 6-5, Richmond. Royals threatening with runners at first and second, nobody out. And Primus takes high, ball 4, and 3 walks by Charger pitching to start the fifth inning. And they'll put the bat in Dusty Adams' hands right now.
This is a manager's nightmare. For me, it would have been when I was managing these walks. They're killers.
Yeah, you almost say throw it across and let them hit. We got better chance at
Get defense.
Getting it out.
Yeah, they hit it out of the park. I guess we can't defense that.
Right. They're not going to hit it out of the park every time.
No, they won't.
Pitch low and inside to Dusty, 1-0. And that one bounces away from Nathan Terrace. Here comes Cole Schmitz. He'll score. And on to second goes Primus. On to third goes Schrader. And it's now 7-5 Richmond on the wild pitch by Cheetah. And 2-0 the count to Dusty Adams. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike called and 2-1. That is the first strike that we have seen in quite a few batters. Adams will follow that back and out of play. The count 2-2. Earlier today in 11C, thank you, Russ Kultoff. Monticello beat Big Lake 9-4 in a loser's bracket game. Pitch inside to Adams, and now the count full at 3-2. There's a pitch, and that's low ball four, and Dusty Adams will walk.
Nice pitch there, Randy. Especially when you're struggling to throw strikes, and you throw one like that, and you don't get the call. So that four walks in the inning already now.
So the base is loaded again for the Richmond Royals. Nobody out. Four walks in the inning, and here's Kyle Buddy. And Buddy sees the ball bounce past Nathan Terrace. Schrader to score. He slides in safely. And the runners move up to second and third, and it's now 8-5. So another wild pitch with the bases loaded, and that might be it for Carter Cheetah as Gordy Barton going to make another pitching change.
Yeah, I think Eric's going to come in and try to.
So a pitching change again for the Chargers. Still nobody out. Runners at second and third. Why don't we do this? We'll take a one-minute timeout here on KASM Radio.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and...
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Eric Terrace will come in and take over the mound duties here after a bunch of walks here in the fifth inning and see if they can battle themselves out of this here. Jordan Welly will go back to first base.
Four consecutive walks.
Right. Austin Schoenberg will go second, and looks like Eric Schoenberg is going to go back to third. So Eric's played some positions this inning.
He has four consecutive walks. Two wild pitches have allowed two runs to score. It's now 8-5 Richmond. And the Royals scoring eight runs on four hits so far.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers' Eric Terrace on the mound. This is an elimination game. And the pitch two, Buddy, is a strike called. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. It's low, and the count 2-1. 2-1 the count. Primus at third. Dusty Adams at second. Boy, Adams getting a big lead as this one is popped up to right field. Out on the grass, Austin Schoenberg, and he makes a great catch. Primus is going to tag as Schoenberg's throw comes in, not in time, and the Royals grab another run.
Heads up running by Mason Premix at third base there. He watched him go backwards back there with his back to the infield. He knew he had a good chance of scoring on that.
So the pop-up to the second baseman. Nice play there by Austin Schoenberg. One out. Dusty Adams still at second base, and here comes number nine hitter Chase Alshire. Eric Terrace able to get an out, and Chase follows it at the plate, and the count 0-1. Smalls, one strike. Eric Terrace looking back to second, and his pitch. Alshire will follow it at the plate, and the count 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Terrace looks back to second, and his pitch a little bit low, and the count 1-2. 1-2 two strikes. Here's a chopper off the plate, and that's going to go foul. 1-2 two strikes yet. Chase Alshire had that go off his little ankle wrap. So 1-2, 9-5, Richmond with the lead. Dusty Adams at second. Here's Eric Terrace's pitch. Just outside. And the count 2-2. Boy, long inning for the Chargers. They've been out there a while. 2-2. Quick throw to second, and Dusty Adams gets picked off at second. Jamie Terrace sneaks behind Dusty Adams, and that'll end the Royal. Well, that's the second out. Excuse me, that's only the second out. So, 1-6.
Dusty was getting a pretty healthy lead out there, wasn't he?
And Alshire at the plate to count 2-2, and Chase sends it a long way to right field and foul, and the count stays at 2-2. 2-2, two strikes. Playing baseball late into a Sunday afternoon, now Sunday evening, just about 7 o'clock.
Dick Putt Show
time. Yeah, if you're tuning in for the Dick Putt Show, yep, just cool your beans. We'll be on. It'll be sometime tonight yet. I can multitask. I always tell my wife that I'm a good multitasker, but I can't do that at the same time. 3-2 the count. Here's a foul back and out of play by Chase Alshire, and the count stays full at 3-2.
So they could give him a few highlights in between innings.
Eric Terrace on in relief. Right-hander delivers 3-2, and that's fouled at the plate. That'll come back. Chase Alshire runs it down to the home plate umpire. Boy, what a difference from this morning. I mean, every baseball that touched the grass was wet.
Right, right.
And now in the afternoon here, we're seeing dust in the infield. And baseball's coming back good. And here's a long fly ball to right field. Looking up is Nelson, and that's gone. Chase Alshire, solo home run to right field, and the Royals jump out in front by 5 at 10-5. Alshire 2-for-3 today. Solo home run. And the first Richmond Royal to have a multi-hit day. Just their fifth hit.
Ten runs. Wow.
Top of the order in Dalton Thielen. Dalton Thielen so far today, 1-for-2 with a walk. And Eric Terrace's pitch is swing and a miss by Dalton, strike one. One one, Thielen swings and misses strike two, and 0-2. The ball, two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Just a little bit outside, and the count 1-2.
The pitch to take.
It was. One ball, two strikes. Pitch by Terrace. Thielen pops this one up. On the right side, Austin Schoenberg at second calling for it. And the second baseman makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Royals' fifth. They do some damage, though, scoring four runs here in the fifth inning. Four runs on just one hit. No errors and no one left on base. We played five here in Greenwald, 10-5 Richmond. We're back in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Spring Hill. Well, actually, to Greenwald. Spring Hill is set to bat here. DJ Schleicher finishing his warm-up tosses. DJ came in last inning, pitched to one batter, got a ground ball out. And DJ is officially the pitcher of record right now as not going the full five innings with starter Logan Altshire.
Correct. Well, seven runs in the fifth inning by both teams. A lot of pitches thrown again, wasn't there?
There was. Brent Terrace will lead off the sixth inning for the Chargers. And the first pitch is strike called in 0-1. Balls, one strike. Schleicher delivers. Here's a ground ball to short. Chase Altshire up with it. Across the diamond, 6-3 in the putout.
Can't believe all the dust flying around here now, huh?
Yeah,
that dried out quickly.
That dried out quickly. It did. To the plate, it's leadoff man Eric Terrace. Now the pitcher, Eric Terrace. Schleicher. Ready, and the pitch two. Terrace is high for a ball, 1-0. 10 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 5 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors for the Spring Hill Chargers. Terrace bunts it down the third baseline. Gert Ganin on it. He'll throw to first, and hanging on to first base is Logan Altshire. A 5-3 putout. Boy, Trent Gertgen, it's like he read that coming. He was in on that ball so quickly.
Fields it cleanly and gets that throw up on the run. Otherwise, he doesn't get him. Terrace can move down the line, too.
He has got some good speed and about 28 years old, still a very fast base runner. Here's the pitch to Austin Schoenberg, and Austin drills a single into left field. His second hit of the afternoon, now evening. And Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie, 3-3 today. Two singles and a double, a run scored for the Chargers' shortstop. It's DJ Schleicher delivering, and Terrace sends it a long way to right center, left center field. This one is up and gone. a two-run home run by Jamie Terrace, and he's just making a statement. The Chargers aren't going away.
Oh, hit that to the deepest part again.
Terrace, a four-hit day, a two-run blast. Now 10-7. And with two outs, here comes Eric Schoenberg to the plate. 10-7 your score here in the sixth. A lot of ball game left. Pitch bouncing in the dirt. And the count at 1-0. Just hope we have enough daylight left.
We have to keep pulling this door down in front of us, otherwise we're going to get sunned out here.
Schoenberg swings and misses, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. DJ Schleicher ready, and his pitch. Schoenberg hits it a long way to left center field. Dalton Thielen calling for it. He'll make the catch, and the third out of the inning recorded. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We played 5.5. Richmond 10, Spring Hill 7. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you. Region 15C baseball action on KASM radio. Bottom of the sixth inning, 10-7. These games today have been so different than many of the other games in the region, at least the first three games in Region 15C. Then we saw the fourth game with El Rosa and Lake Henry. That was a little bit of a longer game.
Yes, 12-3 game on that one. We've seen 11-9 game this morning.
4-2.
And
El Rosa beat Farming.
Now we have a 10-7 game going here in the sixth inning only.
Eric Terrace on the mound, and the first pitch to Trent Gertken is outside and high, ball one.
Yeah, we were getting a little spoiled, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1.
The 0-1, high, ball two, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Terrace rocks and fires, and Gertken a ground ball. Oh, fielding that one-hop shot is awesome.
Wow.
Or make it Eric Schoenberg, and Eric gets up and throws 5-3 on the putout of Trent Gertken.
Wow, nice play.
Logan Elshire to the plate. Logan so far today, 0-for-2 with a walk. Eric Schoenberg's pitch. There's a swing and a miss by Logan, and the count now one ball, one strike. 10-7 your score here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch outside, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Elshire takes outside, and now 3-1. Won the count. Logan will pop this one up in the infield. Now a shallow left field. Brent Terrace coming in hard, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Two outs. And to the plate, it's Cole Schmitz. We have a nice roll door here at Greenwald that we're able to pull down, block some of the sun coming in. And Cole Schmitz hits a shot to short. Jamie Terrace has it come up on one hop to him. He makes the throw across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and the Royals go 1-2-3 in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6, 10-7, Richmond with the lead over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C baseball tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Oh, seventh inning, Don. Seventh inning stretch coming up for next half inning. No, next half inning.
Should get up every inning.
Yeah, we should get up every inning. Defensive change looks like Brady Clare's out in right field now for Richmond. Mason Primus out of the ball game. That is the only change I am seeing. And Nathan Terrace gets to start off the inning for the Spring Hill Chargers. 10 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 7 runs, 12 hits for Spring Hill, and 2 errors. The walks have really haunted Spring Hill, though, today. Many of those walks have scored. There's a strike call to Nathan Terrace, 0-1.
Nathan Terrace, and looks like we'll have a pinch hitter here. Jordan Arbeck.
Terrace will take a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. You're looking at your clock. The Dick Putz Show is about to get started. Again, we'll bring you the Dick Putz Show at some point tonight once I get all my scores and highlights put together. So I'll have a Dick Putz Show for you at some point tonight here on KASM. Of course, when we send it back to Adam after this ball game, you'll get your rosary this evening yet. Here's Terrace, a drive down the line. And foul. The count at 1-2. 1-2 the count. DJ Schleicher on the mound. Pitch, Terrace chops it foul at the plate. The count stays 1-2. Now, if this were last night, Don, we would have had a game yet up in El Rosa.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, we'd have probably been hanging around till midnight.
Yeah. Pitch a little bit high to Nathan Terrace in the count at 2-2. This one just the top of the seventh inning right now. 10-7 Richmond. DJ Schleicher delivers, and that hits Nathan Terrace in the elbow. So hit by a pitch is Nathan Terrace. And another first at bat person on base for Spring Hill today. 5 out of the 7 innings they've had the first man on. Pinch hitter Jordan Orbeck here at DH for Anthony Reberman. Pitch to Orbeck, a swing and a miss, strike 1. Oh, 1 to count to Jordan Orbeck. Jay Schleicher looking down to Cole Schmidt. He has the sign. And his pitch. Orbeck will take strike two, called, and 0-2.
Jordan didn't think so.
0-2 the count. Schleicher glances over his shoulder at first base. Nathan Terrace with the lead, and Orbeck follows that one over our heads. And the count at 0-2 yet.
That would really rattle off that door if we'd get one.
Yes, it would. But we've cut our chances in half, really. Right?
We did already, yes.
It's just it might go through the door, and you might end up paying for it because you pulled it down.
Well, trying to accommodate you.
Here's Orbeck, a swing and a miss. Strike three. He's out on strikes. One out in the seventh. Here's Regan Nelson. Regan, 1-for-3 today, but he had a big two-run home run back in the fifth inning to right a field. Schleicher's pitch. Nelson takes a strike, called, and 0-1. Starting to get some shadows out in right field, Don, from the big grain elevator.
That's probably what we should set up next time.
0-1 the count. Nelson takes strike two, called, and 0-2. DJ's your type of pitcher. He's going to go at those hitters. He'll hit corners on you.
Moves the ball around well.
Changes speed.
Sticks around the plate.
And a pop-up foul. It goes over the first base dugout again. And the count 0-2. It sounds like somebody missed a pop-up behind us. A lot of El Rosa people. 0-2 the count. Terrace goes. Swing and a miss by Nelson. He's out on strikes. That'll be the second out of the inning, and Cole Schmitz isn't going to make. They're going to call interference. They're going to call interference on Regan Nelson. They're going to call. They're going to say he's got to go back to first. So the base umpire is saying that Regan Nelson, when he swung and missed, stood in front of the catcher and didn't allow him to throw. So they're going to make Nathan Terrace go back to first base. So a strikeout to Nelson, two outs, and here's Owen Meyer. Owen so far today, 1-for-3. DJ Schleicher kicks and delivers, and here's a swing and a miss by Owen Meyer, strike one. Or did Owen swing at that? Yeah, he did. He did. It's just, it was like a late swing, and Nathan Terrace had such a big jump on DJ Schleicher, he went to second base on a steal right off the bat. I thought DJ would step off. No balls and a strike to Owen Meyer. Schleicher, ready on the mound. Pitch. Meyer falls it back and out of play in the count, 0-2. 0-2 the count.
I kind of wonder how much agri-lime Nathan Terrace takes home after every game.
Yeah. I wonder if he volunteers to do his own wash.
Probably throw him under the water hose first.
He's got dirty clothes, yeah. Here's a ground ball to short. Altshire up with it, throws to first, and they get Meyer. 6-3 on the putout. That'll end the seventh for the Chargers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played 6.5. It's Richmond 10, Spring Hill 7. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
There are many different brands of TMR feed mixers in the farming industry, but at Dairyland Supply, we feel that we have done the research to offer you the best brands possible, such as Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Schuler, and more. Each brand has capacities available to fit any size operation you may have. Contact Dan or Randy today at 800-338-6455 to see what brand fits your farm the best. If you have a barn, we have a solution.